Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscious friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Oh, well, welcome to the show. This show tonight is going to be almost a carryover from last week's show. Well, let me say it's going to be a continuation, because I know on the last show we had talked about really getting clear and being clear on your big ask, like what it is that you would like to generate and create into this reality that you may not have even recalled what that would be or what that was until even last week on the show, because a lot of times we don't go big. We don't ask big. We don't look at what else is possible that's beyond what we have created before. At least a lot of times we don't. So that's what that show was really tuning into and getting clear on, right? So tonight, we are adding on to that. And that is really taking what you've gotten clear on, what your big ask is, and actualizing it. And getting clear on where you have cut yourself off from living that big ask or a creative and joy-filled life that you would really like to have. Because a lot of times that's what our ask, or the big ask in this case, would represent. So where have you not been willing to take a risk and live what it is you love to do and be? Wow, when did you stop living you? Well, we are going to look to clearing that tonight with some different clearing tools like we've been using. And also, the guest that I'm going to have on tonight will speak to not only his own experience of choosing to really his big ask and living that, but also, you know, ongoing ways that you as listeners can explore what that's like for you. So we will be doing that when I bring the guest on. So have you ever been willing to live your life on your terms? So where have you decided that wasn't the case? Or do you recall a time where you cut yourself off? Was it a certain age? Was it a certain situation that's come up that's really clear to you? So what is beyond what you have yet to create now, beyond what you have yet to show up in this world? What would it take for that to come in? We're aiming to get clear on what that is for you, of course, like I just mentioned, and what it would take to actualize it. So what have you been unwilling to clear that will allow you to get clear on what your creativity is, what your big ask actualization is? And again, what would it take? What would you like to choose? What capacity are you denying you that you have that would allow you to create it? Okay, like other shows, we're going to do that guided exercise. And if possible, I would love for you to be able to close your eyes and be guided through this. But if not, if you're driving, or if you're in a situation where you can't close your eyes, certainly just follow along with my voice and just notice what comes up for you. So this time for this exercise, I would like you to tune in and tap into the space of your creativity and everywhere you have been in a limitation with it. We're aiming to clear everywhere you've been blocked, everywhere you blocked yourself from it, and everywhere you have limited yourself in generative and creative energy flow of it. So again, some of this information that I'm going to be sharing with you in this exercise comes from this amazing system called Access Consciousness. So you may notice some of the language to be in alignment with that. So now go ahead and close your eyes, if possible, and bring your attention to your breathing. And now just notice your breathing and tune in to your space and your awareness of you and your creative flow. So the four sources of creation are question, choice, possibility, and contribution. These are the four elements of what helps you create your life. The purpose of a question is to not get an answer. The purpose of the question is to gain an awareness. So the question is designed to give you awareness, not an answer. Choice. Choice creates. The choice starts you on the road to where you want to go, and there are multiple choices. And each time you choose, it opens up another set of questions. So the only reason we make mistakes, quote unquote, the only reason we do anything that doesn't work is because we are not seeing what we can have as an awareness. So here are some questions to ask. What will this choice create? What can I add to my life today that would make everything fun for me and make me more money than God with total ease? The only reason we fail at anything is because we choose to cut ourselves off from our awareness. We really can't fail at anything. We just tend to quit before we get to success. We just tend to quit before we get to success, to where you want to go. And there are multiple choices, and each time you choose, it opens up another set of questions. Now, possibilities are all the different choices that you have available, things you could choose, whether you do or not. And that's where you have to go. If I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? When you ask, there's a lightness, like it expands. And the one that is expansive is the choice to go with. And then you have to be willing to receive the contribution of the universe. So here's what you can do when you ask a question and you can't get a clear yes or no. You ask this question: what energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to give us total clarity and ease with all of this for all eternity? And everything that is, would you like to clear all that now, please? So we're going to take that deep breath in and release all the heavy on the exhale, or pot and pock if you know that. Wow. I had a charge. Thank you for clearing that. Now, everything that doesn't allow you to realize you can get everything you really desire if you ask for it, that big ask, and know how to ask for it so you receive it. Would you like to clear all that now, please? Deep breath in. And release all the heavy on the exhale. Or pot and pock. It never looks the way you think it's going to. And it's never going to show up the way you think it's going to. And everywhere you have cut yourself off from your conscious choice possibilities and big ask, would you like to clear all that now, please? Deep breath in. Oh, and release all that now on the exhale. Questions. In order to change anything, you have to be willing to be something you are not. What do you have to be or do different to generate and create a different reality? Everything that won't allow that now, please take a deep breath in and release all of that on the exhale. Wow, thank you. Okay, so go ahead now and open your eyes. And what do you notice? What are you aware of now? And what if you were to write down any awareness you received regarding your creative flow? An awareness list of sorts from which you can be with and add to as new knowings come in. And I would love to hear about it, so please feel free to post it on Facebook, on Instagram, anywhere I'm located. Would love to hear about it. Okay, so now my favorite part of the show, as you all know, the guest portion of the show. And, of course, as usual, I would like to do a formal introduction of this guest, an amazing being of magnitude who knows how to generate and create and play with energies and really bring it into this reality in a way that's new and different. So I would like to introduce to you Andrew Kaplan. Now, Andrew, after nearly a decade of playing the same old 9-to-5 game, Andrew decided to switch things up. Years of doing his own brand of sales, marketing, copywriting on the side, had left a hunger for for even more. Before long, he switched gears entirely, and his part-time passion became his full-time obsession. His latest book, It Doesn't Matter What You're Selling, was penned in only 5 weeks and is currently in its second edition on Amazon. In New York City, Andrew devotes a portion of his schedule to helping other entrepreneurs enjoy better revenue streams by creating more consciously and providing more dynamic offers for their customers. His, quote, Shatter the Mold business podcast archived top 200 status on iTunes within 48 hours of its launch earlier this year. Its goal, to help others escape groupthink and level up all aspects of their lives. So, without further ado, I would love to introduce you, Andrew Kaplan. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Sarah. How you doing?
I am doing fantastic. How you be?
I'd be awesome. I'd love to meet that guy that you just described. That sounded like really awesome.
Well, the last time
I'm
I heard,
really good
he's
about myself
like.
Right now.
Yeah, well, the last time I heard, you are doing some amazing things. So it definitely captures you and your energy, and I'm so grateful that I actually had that information to share with the audience and the listeners. So, and I would love to kind of delve into this topic of creative flow and really going from being aware of this idea of the big ask, or, you know, what people would like to generate, create, and actually actualizing that. So wherever we would like to go with that, I'm excited about. So is there anything that you would like to start with related to that?
Well, yeah, you know, and I think the key thing in mind here, and it'll be obvious to people listening, is, you know, I'm going in, you know, free flow of thought based on what we just said here. When I said I'm excited to meet that person, it was because, like, I had never heard my introduction and all those things all at once. And where I'm going with that is sometimes you'll be doing things and you won't even realize how much is being accomplished until you hear it all in one fell swoop. Because I think part of the issue with us having a gap is when we're in the middle of accomplishing things or making changes in our lives that are real and that are dynamic and that are powerful, we might not even realize it in the moment because we're already on our way to something bigger. So sometimes it's almost important to a reminder to take stock of what you're doing, because you may have accomplished a hell of a lot more in the last 90 days than you're giving yourself credit for, which if you did, would help you much more easily across that gap that you were talking about.
Yeah, and that brings up a great point. By actually acknowledging what you have generated and created will then contribute to whatever you're looking to create, as well as just taking a moment and acknowledging you is such an important thing. So absolutely, and I can see how we, like you said, we tend to overlook that and how much energy is almost not acknowledged that could contribute to exactly where we're looking to go.
Right. We also tend to judge ourselves for it. We think that we're being arrogant and egotistical. And my perspective is, as long as you're not looking down on somebody else, there is no such thing as arrogance. Like, that's the whole point about arrogance, is looking down on other people. But if you're proud of what you're doing and you're acknowledging of what you are doing, that's the way it should be, because that's how you grow more easily and more comfortably, so that you're not always judging yourself and not always shining some, you know, negativity spotlight on yourself.
Yeah, and that whole idea of judgment comes from that very linear point of view that you and I have talked about probably extensively off the show in different ways, where, you know, this linear world, and we've talked about it on the show as well, functions from a space of judgment and competition and a tit for tat. And if you actually choose what's right for you, you're doing it. We know what the truth is when you're honoring you and being you. There's an energy about that. There's a frequency about that, where you're just in a space of, I call it kind of a higher frequency, where you're in a space of knowing, being, perceiving, receiving. It's really a consciousness. So it takes out the traditional I and puts in the being, which allows us just to be and choose and create and generate without getting stuck in our heads. Where the judgment comes
from. Exactly. Say that again?
So I love that. Yeah, I love that.
I could not agree more.
The judgment wants to get in the way.
Yeah, and it's funny because sometimes we think we're judging ourselves because we're so you pick up vibes. It's almost like, you know, if you're on the street corner and you feel someone like staring at you and you're actually aware of that and you look and there they're doing it, we perceive all these things. For some reason, we just have these extra senses. So by that same token, you might have somebody that's jealous of you for something that you're accomplishing, and it feels like self-judgment when it's really someone else's issue. And it's really important to be aware of that possibility, because those kinds of things, those are the things that people get stuck in because they think that it's really them that's thinking that, and that's what holds them back more than anything else.
Yes, where you may just be picking up their point of view and their judgment, and which really speaks to everything we're exposed to, other people in our lives and growing up and all those points of view that we may misidentify as our own, that actually are those blocks that I spoke patient when, you know, this may be a good point to actually bring in that part where you chose to go up and beyond really what this reality would say would be a wise choice without taking a risk or playing it safe, that you were willing to go big and go to that space of choosing it and actualizing it with your decision to transition from your job.
Yeah, and, you know, I can't say that it was scary only because I had come to such a point of finality where I knew it was the right move. But technically, it should be scary. And I've made other scary
moves in the past.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, you know, sometimes, you know, you get to a point where you just have to make a move. And I kind of see, like, you know, I probably should have made that switch 4 years ago, because even back then I was thinking about it, but I waited so much longer than I needed to because I had to get myself to that place, which, you know, I'm not angry at. I think that's just the journey. Sometimes it takes longer than you want to, but it is a wonderful reminder that sometimes you're going to feel something really strongly about yourself, like it's the move, and you're going to delay with no real good reason, even though you're rationalizing things like, you know, the safe paycheck or the predictable situation or just the routine that you've really got comfortable in that may actually not be for your best good.
Yeah, and that going again, like most people would be afraid of doing that in this reality, or that's really the lie, though. The fear is the lie. It's just you're really aware. And there's one thing, you know, to certainly set it up and have some pragmatics about it, but it's another just like, I'm choosing this, I'm doing it, and what would it take? I'm willing to be whatever it takes, but I didn't get any read on it. You're always following your knowing along the way. However, sometimes you just have to jump, and I call it jump off a kind of energetic cliff and go for it, or the conscious cliff, one or the other.
Whatever it takes, right? Anything that it takes to kind of get to that next level.
So and, would you like to speak to that a little bit about how that was in your situation, like how you did that?
Well, for me, it's kind of – so here's the funny thing. In this latest situation, it's not even like I can speak to a standard experience someone might expect. It's more like I've had other situations in my life where each time I was going to make a move, there was a fear there and there was a hesitation and there was a doubt in myself and there were all these things that were kind of screaming at me. And the reason it's not the same now for me, or it wasn't, is because along the way I learned something very interesting. And we're going to get really like linear, because even like my podcast, Shadow of Mold, it doesn't even get into these levels of awareness. It goes like more of like a straight line thing. So to even put it on a more linear level, I think it's a thing where we have a survival mechanism, just, you know, kind of like intellectually. And what your subconscious mind knows, for example, is right now you are alive. That means if you make a change, even if on paper it looks like it's a healthier change, there's an aspect of you saying, wait, that's different than what it is right now, and therefore it's not as predictable as the moment now where we're actually alive. So people could actually be miserable what they're doing right now, but all they know on some level is they're alive, and there's like this need for survival and a survival mechanism that's preventing them from making that extra push.
Yeah, it cuts them off from choosing it and to thrive, because it's almost survive is what's familiar and comfortable. And that's what we've almost deemed as living a lot of times, when oftentimes it can be what's creating the heavy, and sometimes even for people, depression or anxiety, because they're not really living their truth. They may be living, but it's for survival, not thrival.
Yes. And you know, things I would say to people, because like, if you're going to be dramatic about the whole thing, you can say something like, you've got to be willing to die and then you'll get it. And I say, no, you don't have to be willing to die. I mean, some people get to that point.
Yeah.
All you have to do is be willing to realize that you're not going to die. You have to be willing to realize that it's not going to be as bad as you think it might be if you're going with your gut and following your heart.
Yes, I love that. That is, because that's really where the truth is. It's just the mind likes to try to go into those thoughts, feelings, and emotions and that limitation. And it's really, that's what we've deemed as the truth, and that's the lie. And that's something I've talked about in the show before. We tend to make problems real, and what's light for us, the truth, like a lie. If it's light, it must be something wrong with it, or I'm not going to choose it because something bad's going to happen. It comes from a very problematic point of view. So I love that you're pointing this out, that choice, when you choose it, it's from a lightness. That's only going to, it may be uncomfortable, certainly uncomfortable, but it's not going to have you die. And it's really what you're, the change you're looking for.
Yes. And it's really the, you know, what you're, that kind of hidden piece of you, or that shadow self, that's what's protecting you from, because it thinks that death is the end of this, when it's really not. That's not the problem. And, you know, for those people out there, they haven't made an official Olympic event around it yet, but everyone out there is a mental gymnast. And they will find any which way to talk themselves out of something if they're worried about it, and they don't have the faith or the drive or the confidence to move forward on it.
Yeah. Wow. Speak more to that.
Yeah. Well, I could tell you this. You can find different parts of my life, and I would definitely get the gold medal. Number one. and number two, as an exercise, like, there's probably people listening right now and they want to make some kind of change. And I would challenge them, you know what? Let me show you how creative you are. I want you to grab out a piece of paper and write down all the reasons why it's not going to work. That's the last thing most people hear. Like, what do you mean not going to work? No. Write out all those reasons, but here's the rub. For as many reasons that you put down, I want you to put just as many, if not more, reasons on why it could. And if you want to tell me that you can't think of something, all you've got to do is actually reverse the meaning of whatever you put on the first list. But that's beside the point. The truth is, you can come up with so many different reasons. But the reason that I would even suggest that exercise is because it's a wonderful demonstration on paper in front of you of how you are so creative and such an Olympic gold medal winner mental gymnast at holding yourself back on something that might be actually good for you.
Yeah, wow. I love that. And it allows you really get clear on what you're aiming for and what you're looking to generate and create. And it taps into then even just writing that down, an energy that brings other things in. It's almost like a possibilities list, right? Even the both sides of it is part of what you're looking to get clear on. So I love that. Exercise.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully it's something you'd even laugh at. I mean, imagine if you take this seriously and you write literally like hundreds of things, you're like, oh my, how the hell did I write hundreds of reasons why I can't? It's like, well, that's why you're so stressed out about trying to do something, because this is actually what's going on, and you just haven't brought it to your conscious awareness yet.
And what could be really cool, like even in the beginning of the show about just clearing that list, then you could do some clearing, like just deep breaths in and releasing all of the heaviness on both sides of the list on the exhale, which will allow it to neutralize and kind of then just be part of your awareness. Because I sense like even that's a way to tap into your creative flow, like we've talked about, rather than cut it off. It's an opening rather
than
a block.
Without a doubt.
And that's a great place to start.
Yeah, and it's almost like a thing where you're kind of like stretching your neuroplasticity by doing something like that, by forcing yourself to put down the reasons why you can't and why you can, because you'll actually see the whole spectrum. And ideally, when that happens, all of a sudden, when you have the list of the reasons why you can, all these other things will kind of unfold. And the truth is, this was already there for you. It's just that you got to rev up the engine and get a little momentum going, because a snowball, the largest near the bottom of the hill. Obviously, at the top, it's just a hardly, like, hardly any weight and hardly any momentum to it.
Well, and this brings up a good point, and this may be one of the parts before we have to, believe it or not, transition out of the show because it's flown by. But this idea that if you just go ahead and choose something and choose to go whatever is light for you, so you could even look at that list, and once you're clear on it, like, get clear on what it is and just choose something, you can always choose again. So there are no mistakes. So you choose something. It may be the big ask right away. It may be something leading up to that. But if it's not light after you choose it, ask what else is possible and choose again and be in that space of choice, almost like a 10-second increment where you can keep choosing and every choice creates something. And you just have to gauge it, right, if which one you're picking up on. There really are
absolutely
no mistakes.
Be willing to pivot. Be willing to change. Be willing to hold on to something for as long or as short a time as you want to, because that's where the freedom comes. That's where the flexibility comes.
Yes.
And that's actually where you can change.
And that, and that's where it will actualize and drop in, really getting to taking whatever it is that you're looking to create and put it into action, which is probably something, you know, Andrew, if you were willing to come back on the show, I would love to continue this conversation, either where we picked, you know, left off or go into another area of it. But would you be willing to come back on the show?
Without a doubt, I'm happy to come back on and speak further on this or take something to a new level. Absolutely.
Well, I would love that. And I just want to let the listeners know that they can actually, radio show page, there's a link there to find you on your podcast. And I'm just so grateful that you were able to come on the show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. This is an awesome talk.
Absolutely. So now the question of the week is, and it's really based on what Andrew and I were just speaking of, and the question is, where have you creatively cut yourself off from your creativity? Let me say that again. Where have you creatively cut yourself off from your creativity? Now, again, this question of the week, it's just to be in that space, be in the awareness, see what you notice, and clear anything that's heavy about it. But you may come to some new awarenesses that contribute to everything we were talking about tonight, about choosing what it is you'd like to create. So now, next week's show, I'm going to be having Liz Tupling back on, and we're going to be talking about a much talked about, relevant topic of human trafficking, and actually ways to navigate it from a space of conscious awareness. So it's one of those topical shows again, where we can get clear on the what that is and aim to clear heaviness around it and what other choices and possibilities are available, especially around this really intense topic. So well, actually, first of all, that show is going to be Monday, April the 22nd. It's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I would love for you all to join us at that time. And now I would just like to close out the show to, first of all, thank my guest, Andrew Kaplan, for just what a contribution. Thank you so much for everything you shared, everything you be, and wow, what else is possible now? And I'd love to have you back on, of course, like I said. And I would like to thank you, the listeners, for your contribution. Oh, my gosh. If it wasn't for you, this wouldn't be possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I would like to express my gratitude as your host for allowing me to be part of your journey. Wow. What else is possible we can generate and create now together, each show from here on out? And now, go forth this week, knowing I have your back, knowing that you being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So again, go forth and be that, perceive that, and be in the flow of your creativity of that, and maybe choose that and see what that's like for you. And I will look forward to seeing you next week, my conscious friend. All right. Take care for now.